Josh Angelini's been revealing details about Wayne Cousins and how police repeatedly failed to spot warning signs.
Failures in recruitment and vetting meant Cousins was able to continue a policing career which should have been denied to him. Failures in investigations into allegations of indecent exposure meant opportunities to disrupt Cousins' offending and bring his policing career to a halt were missed.
She argues a radical overhaul is needed of policing practices and culture. Dave Myers, one half of TV chef duo The Hairy Bikers, has died aged 66. Andy Hayes reports.
When I was told I was ill, I never thought I'd ride a motorcycle again.
He spoke openly about his cancer diagnosis on his cooking show, fronted alongside his best friend.
Mates for 10 years before the bikers.
Yeah. Cy King says he can't put into words how he's feeling, but Dave will remain a beacon in this world. The pair met in 1995, later writing several books. Dave was on Strictly in 2013, but it's for their food and travel on the BBC that he'll be best remembered.
MPs are urging Westminster to be prepared for assisted dying to be legalised in places like the Isle of Man. Campaigners worry a law change could put pressure on those who are unwell and vulnerable. Music prices have continued to rise in England, but there's been a fall since last month's high. NHS England's launched a campaign to encourage childhood vaccinations. A Leeds United fan's in hospital after falling from the top tier at the bridge during last night's FA Cup match with Chelsea. A goal celebration. And Cristiano Ronaldo's been banned for a game in the Saudi Pro League for making what's considered an offensive gesture. The ex-Manchester United forward was also fined around £4,000. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Anna.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's pretty grim out there, isn't it? Weather-wise. It's 11 degrees and heavy rain and a moderate breeze, going down to about 3 degrees overnight, and it's going to be raining on and off for most of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. The question of the day is about toast. What is your favourite toast topping? Do you remember you used to get those little... Now I am going back. If you're as old as me, you might... They used to be, they were called like toast toppers. They looked like sick a little bit. I don't know if you can get them. Do you know what? As soon as I thought of toast and what other things you could put on beside peanut butter and possibly Marmite or cheese, I thought, oh, there were things called, and they were like, they made it kind of like a little pizza. But it was, I'm sure they were in a tin, and a tiny little tin of that, teeny tiny tin, a bit like the paste. My mum used to love that stuff, beef paste and fish paste sandwiches. Horrible memories. Horrible. Want a fish paste sandwich? No. No, I do not want a fish paste sandwich. I think I probably ate them as a kid with cucumber in them, although sometimes we did have salmon, tinned salmon. We never had tinned tuna. Mum and Dad didn't like tinned tuna. I loved it. The first time I had it, I remember I was in London and I was 21 and my friend Emma made the classic of, I mean, I didn't know what it was. It was mayonnaise with tuna and sweet corn served with spaghetti and then loads of Parmesan on top. And I remember looking at it thinking, oh, I can't eat that. That looks disgusting. But it was lovely. The tuna was cold. I couldn't bear it if it was hot. I mean, I have had like slabs of tuna and it's lovely. It's lovely. I'm celebrating. But I do sometimes like now to have tuna and sweet corn, a bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of balsamic in there, salt and pepper, and then pasta with some Parmesan over the top. It's quite nice, but it has to be cold. The actual pasta has to be hot, but the tuna has to be cold. I know people do tuna bakes and things like that. The thought of it just makes me feel ill. just want to share that with you. Now, we're going to be talking about a corpse flower in a while. Don't like the sound of that either. I'm very sensitive to smell. Yeah, I am. Oh, I am. Better spray some perfume. It's Dua Lipa. This is Training Session.
Tonight, faces, it's for someone to tell you to go.
is madness. It's gone. It seems a lot of you are upset by the Cadbury's cream egg, or no longer Cadbury's cream egg, being very small. And everybody's saying that everything is getting smaller when you go to the shops to buy your food. It is. I think eggs are always quite good if you can tolerate them. Eggs are quite good for, you know, I wanted to have smoke. Sometimes I do like smoked salmon and scrambled egg. Scrambled egg on its own, I can't really eat it because it literally makes me feel a bit. But if it's got smoked salmon in it, I can manage to wolf it down. But again, it's like £5. Everything seems to be getting to £4 or £5. So you go, that's two items, that's £10. Like the other day, I went in and I bought some washing powder, washing liquid, you know, for clothing. And then you're going through, that's 37 washes, that one's 25, that one is 52, but then you're paying X amount. And you have to work it out in your head. You go, oh, I try and get the best deal I can. And I bought that, and I think I bought coffee. And I thought, well, don't buy the small jar because the small jar is not as good as value as a bigger jar. And then that, and just those two items is £10 out, you know, £10 already. And that's before you've even bought any food. I just had a look on the cheap section, because you know, in a lot of supermarkets, if they're the big ones, they have like the cheap section. They're quick. You can sometimes pick up like mints and things. And I did see the other day, freezing them, I could make a kebab or something like that. That's really easy to do. Or you see chicken that's going to go out of date, you know, get stuff in the freezer. But I have bought a couple of ready meals. I don't really like eating ready meals, but a couple of them were like £2 or £2.10. I thought, actually, they'll do. Just put them in the freezer. And then just try and, you know, I mean, yesterday I had the lemon chicken. I made it on, when did I make it? Monday. And that was just chicken thighs, about 8 of them. I didn't eat them ago. I've had 4 or 5 meals out of it, with potatoes, and then just loads of lemon and oregano and garlic. And it's just very nice. I've had it with bread, and it's garlic and lemon chicken. Very nice. Anything's got a load of garlic in it by me is fine. I love this still. I love the dance. Here's a Jungkook with Usher standing next to you.
Oh, next to you. right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah.
Coast.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team. 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and work charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of with Marcus Dryden, Nikki Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Now I've seen some very exciting news. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now, you can hear that little bit of music in the background, can't you? What's the exciting news, Michelle? Well, it is Naked Gun, which is a series of films that have just always made me laugh. They've actually going to be a remake of The Naked Gun. Now, the original star of the wonderful late great Leslie Nielsen, and it was just hilarious. I love The Naked Gun. Who's going to be in the lead for the reboot? Being none other than Liam Neeson. Now, I think he appeared in Ted, actually, and he was very funny because he's got a dry, you know, sense of humour. He did a bit where, I will find you, I will hunt you down, and I will kill you. Which is a great line. I love his films, Liam Neeson, I really do. So it's going to be released on July 15th, 2025. It's directed and produced by Seth MacFarlane of Ted, Family Guy. What's the other one? Family Guy. I've forgotten. I can see it in my head. I can't remember. Family Guy and the one where they got the alien, American Dad, and Ted. The series is actually on Netflix at the moment, I think. Or is it? Yeah, I think it is Ted. And it's really films I loved as well, starring Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane, a very talented guy. So I think this could work. I think Liam Neeson, because he's so tough, I think this could work really well. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be coming out in 2025. And they must have the same theme tune, otherwise that would be absolutely dreadful. Right, now coming up next, we've got some more new music. This is Shimdi Zenki, featuring Aaron Dolan, Marco, Tyler, Randall, Christiana and Mauricio. Quite a few people involved in on this track. It's a big track, and we've been playing it out all this week on the show. And it's called Repent and Walk Holy. and it's out now. You can check him out online as well, across socials and YouTube.
My love is true. I'm
Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix FM.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on Monday the 4th of March, Phoenix FM have got their open mic night at Essex Arms, Worley Hill at Worley Brentwood, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm to 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. For more details, take a look at the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And Brentwood Food Bank, your kindness and generosity is allowing Brentwood Food Bank to help over 200 local people every week who otherwise would go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days, so their child could. Sadly, the number of people who are coming into Brentwood Food Bank, it shows no sign of slowing down. They don't just give food, we have the assistance of other agencies like CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt as well. Peabody also run a clinic alongside us each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties as well. So if any of that applies to you, please get in contact with the Brentwood Food Bank, who are supported by the Trussell Trust. And if you're looking to help with donations, they are looking for tinned goods like hot dog, chicken and sauce, potatoes, tinned potatoes, all-day breakfast soups, meatballs, custard, rice pudding, things like that. Other items, tea, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice jam, spreads and biscuits, and then toiletries, soap, shampoo, shower gel, deodorants and shaving foam. So if you've got any of those things that you would like to drop off, take a look. All the W's, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue with Dance Alone.
Late night, you and I, post by, it's my life. I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No, I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say. I just wanna dance alone. I ain't never going home. I just wanna dance alone.
I'm lazy when I'm speaking, I'm lazy when I walk, I'm lazy when I'm dancing, and I'm lazy when I talk. I open up my mouth, air construction now, nothing doing, nada. How you like me now? Wouldn't it be mad? Wouldn't it be fine? Lazy, lucky lady, dancing, loving all the time. Some folks make decisions and some folks clean the streets. Now imagine what it feels like, imagine how it sounds, imagine life is perfect and everything works out. No tears are falling from my eyes, I'm keeping all the pain inside. Now don't you wanna live with me? I'm lazy as a man can be. Imagine there's a job, imagine there's an answer, imagine there's a God. Imagine I'm a devil, imagine I'm a saint. Lazy money, lazy sexy, lazy out of space. No tears are falling from my eyes, I'm keeping all the pain inside. Now don't you wanna live with me? I'm lazy as a man can be.
Stop.
Now we got some more new music. Hopefully I'll get her into the studio to come and sing live. She did several years ago. She's a young singer based in London. It's Rosie Webb, and this is with Tom Forte, and it's called Does She Know?
Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just talking. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? You don't need them anymore. I don't feel nothing for you. Maybe for what we should. We can't play these games when you're about to raise a sign. Must be the reason you ain't cold. You
Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just riding bones. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? Does she know? Take a second look, and I'll be around the bush. You don't want the life you're living, rather have me in it. What a shame, what a spectacle, you don't love her, you're just comfortable. But I've always been told that quick decisions don't last too long. So when you're gonna tell her you didn't think this through? You can't give her a reason, now you're stuck and you can't move on from the script you've written. The ending sounds rehearsed, but I didn't expect you to look up with me first. There must be the reason you ain't home. Is your baby mama home? Does she know? Does she know? See, we were just riding home. Is your baby mama? Does she know? Does she know? Does she know?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Nautic Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace. In aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, just outside of the Brentwood Centre, they're doing some painting of the roads signage. I'll get that. There are three-way temporary traffic lights just outside of the Brentwood Centre here on the Doddinghurst Road, just to make you aware. Not sure how long that's going to be going on for, hopefully not too long. Having a look elsewhere, A1023 down from Brook Street roundabout. It's quite busy, A1023 London Road, both ways at Spickle Lane. Looks like the road is... that's closed or not. I'm not too sure what's going on there. Yes, closed, it's saying, along that section. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road, both ways at Hogarth Avenue. Wilson's Corner not looking too bad. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Western Road, both ways at Park Road, so not looking very good round there at all. Heading down, let's have a look, Brook Street roundabout, lane closed exit... lane closed on exit ramp due to stalled vehicle on the M25 clockwise at junction 12 Brook Street roundabout. Traffic though is coping well. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and up to the M11, no issues, and A12 is running fine. More traffic and travel in an hour. I thought we'd have some Michael Jackson. Here he is with a PYT, Pretty Young Thing. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Such a pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back?
there's lots of love coming in for Dave Myers of Hairy Bikers, which is lovely. I put it up. I know some people won't have heard the news, actually, so I put it up on my socials. And people are going, oh, no, terrible news. And also thinking about him on Strictly. He was great on Strictly. But all of those wonderful, wonderful cookery programmes. And I tell you, I used to love watching the Hairy Bikers, especially when they'd be on their travels. And then they would cook for people or, you know, would be at home or in the kitchen making stuff. And, you know, food from all over the tray bakes. I mean, I still make the cauliflower chicken. That is one of my signature dishes. And I've had other people say, how did you make this? And it's like, Hairy Bikers recipe. And it is full of Gruyere cheese. It's full of other bits and pieces. Oh, dear, sorry about that. I don't know why my phone's on. It's full of Gruyere cheese and lots of, oh, just gorgeousness. Mushrooms and pancetta. Always nice. Of you still talking about the Cambridge cream egg. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's not just that. Scott has said it's actually Jaffa cakes as well. Jaffa cakes have got smaller and less. And people should do something about it. I don't know. What do we do? about these things. There's certain brands I don't buy at the moment. Certain brands I don't buy at the moment because I think that they're robbing you blind with the pricing. These prices are not going to go down again, are they? It's just everything over here is ridiculous. It's so expensive.
Kids, this is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Wood. Eat my brunch.
Days 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8 p.m. for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.